Operation Bold. This is going to be very short, because the main thing, the children are going to tell you in a minute, the main thing that we have learned from John Bryan's Operation Hope. There are two things that we've learned, so there's not too much for me to say. And let me see if the students can remember. Is anybody here broke?
No! Maybe.
Maybe, okay. Maybe you're broke. Some of you aren't. Is anybody here poor?
No!
I didn't hear. Is anybody here poor?
No!
What does it mean to be... Wait, oh, can I ask a question? Okay. What does it mean to be broke? A what? What does it mean to be poor?
It's a state of mind.
It's a state of mind. Okay. All right. Anybody here poor?
No!
That's all I have to say.
Now I'm looking around the room at some amazing, brilliant faces and brilliant minds. And now I know exactly where it comes from. Can we give your principal a round of applause?
President George W. Bush, by President Clinton, and he every day
tag of where he wants to spend his time and how he wants to share his vision, and he chose to spend it with you today. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Chairman John Bryant.
Good morning. Oh, you know, I think we got a problem. See, everybody woke up really early this morning. Drove way over here to see you. I think that they need a little bit more love than good morning. Let's try this one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, out of all the places I've been, all over the country, even all over the world, we've taken our message to 5 different continents all over the world. Last week, I was in the Middle East, in the Dead Sea, Jordan, the Middle East, 21 hours plane flight over there. And then I came back and went to Chicago and Washington, D.C., in Baltimore. That was last week. And out of all the places I can be, turn down my mic just a little bit. I was a little irritated. I'm here with you today because you are special. And the only place I've ever been in all the years of doing this where the kids stole my first line is here, because the first thing I would say to you is there's a difference between being broke and being
poor.
To be broke is an economic condition, but to be poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit, of your soul. Okay, it's of your soul. Give me some love. Give him some love. He's gonna read the finest. Good. That's right. Make it your own. So, are you poor?
No.
Very good. He's like, no, didn't you hear me the first time? That's what he said. That's right. Be indignant about it, because nobody can tell you that you cannot be successful. The world, supposedly, the media, supposedly believe that you're not going to be successful. The media says that you're not going to be intelligent, that you can't be thoughtful, that you can't learn, that you can't grow, that you can't be a big baller, shot caller, like the guests out here. That you can't be a state insurance commissioner, that you can't be a CEO, that you cannot go to the ATM machine. Some of the kids call that all the money, and get what you want out of it. That you cannot succeed. Is that true? Is it true you can't succeed?
No!
Can you do anything that you decide you want to do?
Yes!
Well, that mission in your life, that silver light mission in your life of taking back your life, starts right now. Very good. Give them a round of applause. Very good. Now, I'm going to give you a couple lessons, and then, you know, I know you're bored listening to me talk, so we're going to get through me real quickly and get to, you know, more interesting people. We're going to learn a few lessons together, and when you're bored with me, like, you know, you yawn like that, you know, just do it a couple times, and then I'll stop. You don't got no self-esteem, and I don't love myself. I need you to, like, tell me I am somebody, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I'll have to stop. So how do you? Nine. Okay. How are you? 10. How are you?
Eleven.
I was talking to you, man. I was pointing over here. How are you? 10. You're 11? Okay. Now, if anybody here says they're 15, we got a problem. Okay? How are you? 12. So between 9 and 12, is that right? About right? Okay. When I was growing up, anybody ever heard of Compton, California?
Yeah,
Compton. So I grew up in Compton, California. My mentee, the guy that I mentor, a guy named Tyrese, too fast, too furious. Furious, Tyrus. My Missy, he grew up in the city next to me. What? He, by the way, you're really nice to me. I'll bring Tyrese back to your school. So he grew up in the city called Watts, so I'll get to Tyrese in a minute. So I grew up in Compton, California, and when I was, growing up, all the kids around my school, they all wanted to be cool. And the way you were cool and a fool growing up in Compton is you dressed in these brown khakis. These brown khakis, and they had a crease down both sides. Down the legs, and the pants were so tight, they set up the corner all by themselves. And you didn't want to wash the pants, you might mess up the crease, right? So they were funky too. But I didn't want to dress like that. Well, I wanted to dress like that. My mother didn't want me to dress like that. I didn't realize yet that I didn't want to dress like that. I wanted to be cool. My mother decided that groups don't succeed, individuals do. Groups don't succeed. Very, very good. So what she did was, when I was 10 years old, I would go to school, and my mother decided she wanted to dress me funny. And I don't mean funny as in fun-loving. I mean funny as in weird, strange, mean. I'm 10 years old, and my mother would send me to school in Compton with a three-piece suit.
Yes.
Whoa, very good, but you don't know how smart that answer is. He said the male stock selling bad candy. So check it out, here's what I did, check how smart you are. I went and worked for 3 weeks, loaner to learn how he bought wholesale and sold retail. So when you buy a bar of candy, you spend how much for a bar of candy? $1, okay, you're getting took. All right, what? 55 cents. Right, you're shopping at Walmart, okay? Okay, so between 50 cents, let's just say between 50 cents and a dollar, let's just say for the moment, it's a dollar, okay? Just make it an even number. So if you buy it for a dollar, that's... retail, very good. So if you bought it for a dollar, and that's retail, very smart, then you, then the owner of that store bought it at wholesale, very good. So they bought it at 50 cents and sold it at a dollar. Very good. So if a dollar is retail, then 50 cents is how much? Very good. Let's do it a little stronger. You buy it at what?
Wholesale.
And you sell it at what?
Retail.
You buy it at what?
Wholesale.
You sell it at what?
Retail.
Give them a round of applause. Okay, so what I learned was he was buying the candy at Iris Food Store. Why did I know he bought the candy at Iris Food Store? You said it earlier. What? What was my job? Just bought an expert on what? I was expert on boxes, but what's on the side of the box?
Name.
The name of what?
The company.
Huh?
The company.
What? The company? Which company? Candy company, right? So then I quit the job because it's not a career path, right?
No.
So these, what they do is career path. Being a box boy is not a career path. It's a job you do for a short period of time. It's an important job. So I quit with the Irish Food Store, which is the name of the box. My mother gave me $40, only $40. I bought candy at an Irish Food Store, ate through half the inventory, 8 candies in a day, sold the other half of the candy, and created the neighborhood candy house in my den, and I made $300 a week. Okay? Now, how old was I?
10
years old. How old are you? 10. Would you like to make $300 a week?
Yeah!
All right. Everybody here like to make $300 a week? Raise your hand. Okay. There we go. Silver right. All right. You put your hands down. Then I found girls and lost the business and a recurring theme in my life, but it proved, that's why I got one wife, man. One, an amazing, wonderful wife. It proved you can do anything in this world if you decide to do it at an early age. You decide